a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are burning bright.
And welcome to the week 14 edition of the Bill Ricketts Finest Lights Arcast. As always, your host is R, never misses an episode here. Joined this week by only one of his co-hosts, Producer Ron. Producer Ron, welcome aboard. I don't think you've missed a cast this year, correct?
I think I did. I've been involved. I feel good. My team is god-awful. But, you know, by some grace of God, maybe the fantasy gods will pay me back for the disaster that happened 2 years ago.
Mathematically not eliminated.
Shocking.
You could get in. It's going to be difficult, but you could get in. You got to erase like a 73-point deficit. But
given my lineup this week, it'd be even tougher. But, you know, I'm against a sad, in a rut, trying only highly rated restaurants, John.
John actually didn't want you talking about the rut, so let's end it there.
All right, fine. Sorry, John.
As you can notice, my other co-host, Stat Guy Pierce, not here. Stat Guy Pierce on vacation in Aruba. I'll tell you what, I'm getting vibes of that Giants boat trip all over again. That year they won that playoff game, then they went on that boat trip the week before the next game.
He might be in his Bill Ricka Nikes, his Timberlands, just sitting on the front of the boat.
I just picture all the Bill Ricka firefighters out there on Tim's in the front of the boat, shirtless.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, he's got no chance of beating John now, right?
No, zero. He might actually somehow lose a spot in the playoffs.
You can't go on vacation the week before the fantasy playoffs and expect to win. There's just no way that works.
No, I know.
I mean, look what happened to the Giants. It's going to happen with Pierce. I'd be shocked. John just instantly improved his odds to win the title.
Oh, I agree completely.
He basically has about a third bye next week.
Yeah.
If Pierce can come back and win from a vacation, it's shocking. No one's ever done it.
It'd be a miracle. It really would. You know, if it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Pierce.
I mean, yeah, he had that 0-4 start up to fourth place. Impressive work he's done. But I think he thinks the work's over because he's in the playoffs. Nothing. I mean, is he happy with a playoff appearance?
Well, I mean, who needs Aruba when you can just soak in the tub?
I know. You got a tub at home. That's basically Aruba in your backyard.
Yeah.
What else do you do in Aruba besides hit the hot tub?
Brink, we got 129 Liquors. I mean, you can just go there.
No, I mean, I think Aruba, yeah, all right. What is it, Ray IP?
Ray.
Ray IP. That hashtag should have cut going. I don't know why it didn't.
Damn it.
Let's get into a potential playoff berth. So, mathematically eliminated, we got the Meatball and Workman. They can't get in. Meatball's been an absolute disgrace. I think he's been bad for a while now. The Meatball's sneaky, probably the worst player going right now in our league.
Yeah.
He has not been close to playoffs in a long time, it seems like. Just constantly disappointed by the Meatball. Currently in the battle for the board. And Workman, who's been a total mess this year. I think he was a mess last year, too. So, and back-to-back stinkers from Workman. But you're still in it. The ways you can get in, you're going to need Apostrophe and the Stackies to both lose. And you probably need Pat and Murray to both lose just because how far behind you are in points.
I know.
And then you got to make up 75 points on Apostrophe.
Gonna be tough.
So you're probably out.
Probably out.
I'd give you like a 0.001% chance of making it.
You know, I'll take those odds.
Hey, you're not out though.
Hey, I got life. You know, you're there. You like to make the playoffs, but you got life. I'm playing for something. A chip and a chair.
Yeah, that's it. You get to week 14.
I didn't call up the AAA players yet, you know?
And then we move up the standings to Riggit and Jiggit, who has an okay shot to make it. They just need Apostrophe and the Stackies to both lose. And he's got to maintain his 8-point lead on Apostrophe. And if Murray wins, Pat's going to need to make up 16 points, which he could easily do. So Pat's got a live chance. I put him at about, I don't know, 12% chance maybe to make it, 13%. And then you got Coscav, another team who basically just said he thought he was out of it last week. He's very much in it. If Apostrophe and the Stackies lose and he maintains his 52-point lead on the Stackies and his 24-point lead on Rick, he gets in as long as he wins. So Coscav, I give him about I don't know, I'd say 25% chance to get in.
It's there.
We'll go through our picks and we'll see who actually end up getting in at the end of it. But then we go to the Stackies, who's been on a tough skid lately. 6-7, tied with Apostrophe record wise, but trails Apostrophe by 28 points. So he can get in with a win and a Rick loss, or a win and he makes up 28 points on Rick. He could also get in with a win. It's going to be tough. He's not getting in with a loss most likely, but he could if he makes up a bunch of points, but he's going to have to win and then make up some points on Rick or hope for a Rick loss. I'd give his odds, I don't know. What do you got him at? We're at, what are we at so far? We're at 13, 20. We got 12 and 25. That's 37%. We'll give him, I don't know, 30%.
Yeah, I mean, factor in he's playing Max Twos too. I mean,
no, Stackies is playing me.
Oh, Stackies, sorry. No, oh, you're talking about Stackies now? That's more of a doable matchup. This is a bad week for you.
My percentages 20%. Are way off. So let's throw the playoff percentages out the window.
We can't do math.
I was trying to just eyeball and guess it, but I'm not even close because that would leave Rick with just a 33% chance. So Rick 33, Lange 30, Murray 25, Pat 12. That's what I got it at.
This has been some great radio.
We can do the buy breakdown, which is easy. McHugh's got to buy, and it's either me or Peach Dip for the next spot. If I win, I get this next spot. If Peach Dip wins and I lose, Peach Dip gets it, unless I make up 29 points while losing. So most likely, it's me or Peach Dip for the other buy. And that's your playoff breakdown. We got some teams fighting. I'm excited to see how it goes. Stackies trying to get through, have yet to see the playoff, have yet to make a postseason. Be nice touch to get them in there this year. Got their work cut out for them. I know Varon said it. I got a tough lineup this week, but still, you got to beat one of the top teams. Apostrophe going against the top team in the league this week. I'm really going to make them earn that playoff spot. So it's an interesting final week. Lots of chances. If I don't see the standings staying the same, they could. Who knows? But there's a lot of chances right now for a lot of teams, and I'm excited to dig into these matchups with you, producer Ron.
I'm real excited. I think this is the big week. Our playoff picture this year is truly wide open. You know, in years past, heck, even week 7, we thought it was Peach Dip's league, and we were going to deal with it. But I predicted that downfall. You know, where it's at right now, I'd love for Dave to win this league. You know for a fact he'll probably fall asleep before the party even begins, but I'd love for Dave to win. He's always talked about quitting. He hasn't talked about that this year. So notice something too. Dave didn't give away his team at the trade deadline, and he's ended up in first place. So Dave, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little easier not to want to quit the league when you're in first place.
Do you know Dave?
Dave never actually wants to quit. That's just his shtick. He'll probably say he wants to quit after listening.
Guys, I do want to quit.
Everyone in the league needs a shtick. Dave's is the almost quitting guy.
Gonna quit.
So that guy Pierce is the vacation guy.
Vacation in Aruba.
Yeah, with the fire department. Sliding down lots of poles. All right, producer Ron, who's your boob last week? Since we only got a pair of boobs and a pair of bulls. Two boobs for us.
I mean, Stacky sitting in the driver's seat, all he's got to do is beat a rear dog team that probably couldn't even run a mile personally at this point, and he couldn't get it done. I got to go with the Stackies.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, the Stackies, they get a win last week. They're in great shape to make the playoffs, control their own destiny. 2 weeks in a row, they've let very winnable matchups slip through their fingers. And the Stack has not got it done for them the last 2 weeks in a row. Let's see if they can right the ship in the third week. He was in the C tier for the playoffs. Stackies are just – you hate to see it. Maybe the Stackies can find a way to get back in it. Good boob, Ron. My boob this week, I had to go with J-Man. 48 points. It was just a tough, tough week to watch. He got chased back. Williams still out. Is he going to play this week? Who knows? Jackson goes out with injury. ETN played, but he was god-awful. J-Man's team, he said it himself, limping right now.
I don't even know if I'd use ETN back in the playoffs. I don't think I would.
You just can't trust him, or he's got a tough schedule?
Tough schedule and can't trust him.
He's got Swift there too, but J-Man's team right now, he's in the playoffs, but he was fighting for the first seed for a long time there. I think he's dropped three in a row, maybe.
Yeah.
He's battling now. I mean, he's down to the fifth seed. He could potentially even – can he finish in the sixth? No. No, he can't because the other teams are below 500. We got
he'd still be ahead.
We got that locked-in matchup of Pearson Prococo already for the playoffs, which will be interesting. Rubber match after Pierce beat him last week.
Like that.
So, John's my boob this week. Bull Run, who's your bull?
My bull of the week. Oof. A lot of choices this week. I mean, the only one that really sticks out to me is formerly Max 2. Cements himself, gets a bye, beats Peach Dip, match up a couple 07s. Dave gets a bye. He's a bull.
I'm going to go with Koskevs this week. Koskevs putting up a big point total last week, having a great week. After saying they probably are out of it, or after saying they were out of it, dropping a quick 100 in the slot, putting on quite the performance in the den, and now he's back in the playoffs. He's just as alive as everyone else. He's got a pulse. He's got a seat at the table. Now let's see what he can do with it. I'm interested to see if he can really cement himself as a rally king here, because that team, if he gets in the playoffs, they're scary. I think all those teams really are that are battling for that sixth seed are scary, minus probably the Stackies. They're probably the worst of them all, but Pat's team is good. Easily. Rick's team is good. Murray's team is good. We can say your team's in there. Your team isn't very good, though.
Somehow.
I think that that's whoever gets that sixth seed could really make a run at this title. Would not be surprised if one of them ends up hoisting the crown at the end. So that's the boobs and bulls this week. Let's get right into we don't have any stats from Stat Guy Pierce. He also made no picks, so that puts him at an 0-6 week in the Commissioner's Cup.
0-6.
He's out of it.
Aruba got the best of him.
I mean, if anything comes from it, Stat Guy Pierce cannot win the Commissioner's Cup. So
no,
that's lesson one learned and why you don't go on vacation right before the fantasy playoffs.
Did he put waivers in? I don't think he put waivers in.
No, he did, I think. I think he did. Should we check?
I'm on it right now. I'm looking. I don't think he did.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Yeah, DJ Dallas.
Yeah, that's a decent waiver claim.
Yeah.
So he did put in waivers. But, yeah, he's out of the Commissioner's Cup. We don't – how did your locks do last week? Any idea?
2-2.
2-2, so it's going to be tough to get to 75% now, but –
Titans weren't who we thought they were, and boy, I don't know what happened to the Dolphins, but look to rebound this week.
I look to rebound. All right, let's get right into these matchups. A lot of them have playoff implications with all these seeds going. I'm going to take one first that does not, though. We got Peach Dip versus Reigning Workman. It's Reigning Workman, not giving up. They've won two out of the last three, battling right now. I'm impressed with them. Who'd they take down last week? They took down Sir Purr. They've taken down you. Let's see if they can finish that the Class 07 little domination here by taking down Peach Dip in the final week. Looking at the quarterback, obviously clear advantage for Peach Dip. The Jets do have a good D, though. Brady has not been good. Niners have a good D, so that's going to be a tough one. He's going to get really beaten quarterback. Receivers, Ayuk with that Mr. Irrelevant throwing the ball. Not crazy about, didn't get many targets when he came into the game. I do like Lockett versus Carolina. And I like Hollywood Brown, especially as the number two option there. It seems like that number two receiver always has a big game against the Pats. So I look for Hollywood Brown to have a nice welcome back game. BT's plays, I like Kirk. I like Godwin. And I like Samuel. They've all been solid. Godwin wasn't great last week, but I do like him. So I give BT an advantage at receiver, a slight one. Then running backs, Henry has been very good since he made that trade. I think he's got more points than Chubb now. And Jamal
last week he had 3 points.
I know, but I think he's got more than Chubb does. On the season now.
I'm on him right now. Let me check.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Well, he had a couple of 30s. And anytime you get a 30.
Yep, that hurts.
Yeah. Anyway.
But then he's also got Jamal Williams, who's just been a touchdown machine. I mean, I'd probably see him getting in the end zone again. Morgan Singletary's been solid. But, again, tough Jets D, especially tough D line. So it's going to be tough to find a place to run. Connor, I like against New England, though. I think that their run defense is pretty shitty. But overall, I think Peach Dip has too much, and I like him this week to win.
Yeah, I think Peach Dip's lineup's solid. The only thing that scares me is I do not like Buffalo this week. I think the Jets are a sneaky play this week. We'll get into that later. I don't know. That game just scares me, and that's where he gets a lot of his points. Jacksonville also defends the run really well lately, except for last week where they gave up 17 to Swift. But Swift is not a type of runner that Henry is. I'm going to go for the upset here. I'm going to go, it's Working Rainman. If you notice, that's been his name. We've been saying it wrong.
I have not said it once, though.
So, Puke for the upset, just because I think I picked against Peach Dip all 14 weeks at this point. So I'm going to roll with that. Working Rainman, get it done.
All right, let's go on to our first one that has playoff implications, which the rest will. We got the Magic Meatball versus Riggit and Jigget, a rematch of Man 2. I think Crumb was able to sneak out a Man 2 win earlier in the season. Let's see if he can retain the title going through the rest of the offseason. Big week for Pat, needing a win, needing some points too. Producer Ron, what do you got here?
Yeah, big week for Man 1, Man 2. The battle of pretty much similar quarterbacks here with Watson versus Prescott. I think Watson kind of rebounds. Last week was a fluke, although Cincinnati is good. That game scares me, that matchup. Prescott, that spread's at 17 right now. I think he's going to put up a ton of points this week. Houston is terrible. Looking at wide receivers, Julio Jones is back to his old self. He made some unbelievable catches on Monday night.
I went to bed. I missed it.
The ultimate old man.
I mean, the game was boring as shit after the Bruins.
Did you watch the YouTube recap?
No, I didn't even bother. I didn't have time. I didn't even know they won until, 8:30 the next morning. It said Bucks win in some tweet, and I was like, "Bucks win." Right. Then I looked it up. I was like, "Oh my god, they did win!"
That YouTube recap is the greatest thing going. I don't know how our fathers stayed relevant with football without the YouTube 10-minute recaps of games.
Dude, you are aware that people used to just watch.
Oh, I know.
The only highlights they got from games out of town were Monday night football. That's how they used to. That's the only way they actually saw other teams.
I just couldn't
highlights.
Imagine that. How did you miss so many great moments in sports?
They just didn't know what the hell was going on.
It's crazy. But the wide receiver edge here, I got to give to Pat. I think with Tyreek Hill is projected 15 points. That's insane. Running backs, pretty much a wash there. Wilson's getting the carries in Miami. Barkley against Philadelphia. Philadelphia's front seven is dominating. They are awesome. I'm going to go with Riggit and Jigget here. Pat really cares, even though he lost last week. He did text me before the matchup to make sure my lineup was in place, so he's going to act like he doesn't care, but he really cares about fantasy.
What do you say? Hey, producer Ron, make sure your lineup's in place. Why, who are you
he's
playing?
He's like, no, last week he was like, you're going to leave.
Oh, because you had Cooks who was out.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to leave Cooks in there? And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I checked, and then I switched Lawrence. I mean, I would have won anyway without a quarterback switch, but he cares. He acts like he doesn't.
No, he definitely cares. It's a lot of money on the line. How the hell can he not care? He's got that new kid coming.
Got a kid.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pat, too. Quarterback's better. I think Pat has the best receivers in the league with Hill, St. Brown, and Hopkins. I mean, that's the best receiving core in the league by far. Tom's got an advantage of running back just because of Barkley. Wilson was terrible last week. He should be better this week. Dobbins coming back off IR. Who knows what you get there. And I do like Latavius get most of the touches in Denver. So I think Tom's got an advantage at running back, but there's not enough to overcome what Pat has at receiver because Tom's receivers are not good outside of Cooper. And Pat's are very good. So I think Riggit and Jigget wins and keeps their does their part to keep their playoff hopes alive. We'll see how our predictions fare in the later half. All right, let's move on to the next matchup. Let's get to Producer Ron's matchup, taking on Serper. Producer Ron, Cinderella story, maybe. After that year, you got bounced out. I think you had almost 100-point lead, and Murray somehow came back and took it.
My team just gave up.
Maybe your old one, like you said. Let's see. Serper's team is limping. It's got to start Daniel Jones this week, who's been solid, but again, it's a tough Philly D. I like Kyler this week. I think there's going to be a lot of points in that New England-Arizona game. I don't think either one of those teams is going to play very good defense. And I think that they're both going to be able to move the ball. I look for a high-scoring game there. So I think Murray has a big week. So I think he had a good advantage of QB. Receivers, John has very good ones. Chase is back. Waddle, he's kind of healthy. I mean, he got hurt last game. He came back, didn't do anything after that. He's got to have a rebound game against a soft Chargers secondary. And then he's starting Thielen against Detroit. It's a good matchup. And your receivers just aren't very good. Davis is... I think he's had two or three good games all year. The rest, he's been dog shit.
Hey, he's due.
Yeah. Evans has not been very good just because the Tampa offense hasn't been very good, and he's got a tough matchup against San Fran. And then DJ Moore is very streaky. He could have a touchdown and 100 yards, or he could do nothing. I like John's receivers more. Then you get to backs. I like yours more. Stevenson, he's been kind of a disappointment since it looked like he was going to really take that backfield and kind of take the NFL on. And like you said, Etienne, he's banged up, doesn't have great matchups. So I do like Chubb a lot this week, and I like Elliott a lot. Chubb had a shitty game last week. It doesn't happen twice in a row. They're going to have to lean on him in that offense, especially with the Watson trying to get his feet wet. He looked very, very rusty last week, so I like Chubb a lot, and I like Elliott a lot. Houston's got the worst run defense in the NFL. I know Elliott is part of a timeshare there with Pollard, but I think they're both going to have good weeks. Dallas going to be able to run the ball. They're going to get up, and I think Elliott has a strong week too. I think that your advantage at running back and quarterback make up for the difference at receiver. I'm taking out of the dogs this week.
Yeah, I'm going to take myself as well, like I always do. That's 14 weeks in a row, 8 of which I've been wrong. So looking at this, though, you might notice a strategic waiver wire pickup on my part. You didn't see me pick up Huntley?
I saw you picked him up, but I didn't know why.
Well, John had no quarterback.
You think he was going to go with Huntley? There was plenty of other guys available.
Matchup-wise, you got to go with Huntley. He's against Pittsburgh. They're terrible.
Did John put a claim in for him?
I don't know. I'm wondering if he did. We'll have to ask. I figured that the other ones were god-awful. I mean, he ended up with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's true.
Need I say more?
Too. But maybe they get so far behind. Jones does put up some garbage time points sometimes. And he runs the ball. But Huntley runs the ball.
It's kind of that old Philip Rivers type deal.
Yeah, I kind of wouldn't have minded Huntley over there. Yeah.
So maybe I play him. But no, I like myself. My matchups are better this week.
Do we go with a sweep, two-man sweep?
Nah.
No sweep.
We've already missed a couple.
No, we did, yeah. All right. Do we have a Den? Did anyone submit any info?
Sadly, we didn't.
I'll tell you what. That's just kudos to how well-liked I am. No one could come up with anything bad to say in a Czar roast.
I could get a few words from my father if you'd like.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to go outside the league. I can't believe how well liked I am. That just shows you how good of a job I'm doing in this league that you guys couldn't even come up with a roast of Czar.
Couldn't even not get a one, roast.
Not one person could come up with a comment because that's how good of a job I do. So, to league, I thank you for your kind words by not sending any bad words. So, league, great work this year. I'm proud of you guys, and I'm proud of myself for leading such great men.
It's a great Den.
Maybe next week we can actually get some roast. This is ridiculous.
That's sad.
Pierce on vacation, no roasts. What does the sleep become?
I got to go in like 10 minutes to help set up this PTO event. Awful.
And producer Ron's got to go. Ron, this is our go-home podcast. We got the playoffs next week. Are you going to rush us through?
Derek, don't make me sad. Come on.
All right. Well, I guess that was
Czar's Den. You know I don't do sad well.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that was Czar's Den. Let's get to the next matchup. It's going to be my matchup. Actually, let's do mine. The Czar versus the Stackies. Producer Ron, I'm going to let you take this.
Yeah, you know, he was my boob of the week. I hope he puts in someone for Sutton right now.
He will. He's got playoffs on the line.
Yeah, he's got Mac Hollins still on the bench. That's Carr's guy. You know, you figure he puts somebody in. This is a bad week for you. Six teams on bye. They almost knew. You planned this out. You said, I'm going to be fine. Although you finally took out Hill. Although Hill made you finally got that touchdown the other night.
I was going to drop him. Dude, he's got the second most points for tight ends.
I'd be in a different place if I got him on that waiver claim that week. You got him.
Well, just for 1 week. He won me like 1 week.
Yeah. No, you never know, but he's still, I don't know. Tight end's so crazy.
Tight end's so bad outside of Kelsey.
Awful.
Andrews has been hurt, and he's been not great even when he has played. So it's literally just Kelsey.
Goddard's not bad when he comes back, but I don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah, that's TBD.
You know, looking at quarterback here, Hurts is just a machine. I think he cemented himself as MVP if he stays kind of remotely close to what he's doing right now. Wide receivers, you have the edge until he makes a sub out. Looking at running backs, that's where it gets interesting. Who's going to get the carries this week against in garbage time against Houston? They might, you know, if they're up so big, I mean, I don't even know who the third string guy is.
He got in last week. There. He had a touchdown.
Yeah, that's how bad it might be. Is it DJ Dallas playing for Dallas?
No.
He's Seattle. Mixon coming back against Cleveland. That's a sexy matchup. Mostert against the Chargers on Sunday night. I don't know. I think you got enough to get it done still. with Hurts and Pollard getting enough points for you. I like the Czar.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at it. I thought I was crushed, but then I realized how crappy Landry's team is. I'm not missing any of my real big scores besides Walker, who's out with injury, which is going to hurt me. But when you look at this matchup, our quarterback's pretty even. I got Adams. He's got Kelsey. That's kind of even. Those four kind of wash. And I think my running backs are in better shape this week. Foreman's got a great matchup against Seattle. Pollard's got a great matchup against Houston. And I think that that's going to be the difference. I think I'm going to have enough to get it done there because I think those other big guys that he has compared to my big guys cancel each other out. And the buys, I think I survive them. I think I get the win. Stackies, another year, no playoffs.
Or Stackies.
All right, so currently right now we have who do let's go to Murray's matchup.
Yeah.
Let's go to Murray versus Stack Guys. Stack Guy's on vacation. He ain't going to get it done. He's on vacation. I mean, simple as that. I don't like his matchups. I don't like Diggs versus the Jets, even though Diggs gets his every week. I like Murray's receivers a lot more, especially Judy's going to get some points this week with no Sutton. He's the number one guy for sure. He's going to get all the looks. A.J. Brown was awesome last week. I think they're going to continue that, trying to get that mojo going, built up for the playoffs. And Lamb, like we said, he's got that sexy matchup versus Houston. I think he's going to get his points early. I do like Garrett Wilson for Pierce this week. I think he's been kind of a sneaky find recently, especially with Mike White at quarterback. But Murray's got too much of receivers for Pierce to keep up with. And then Murray's got great backs. Jacobs is the best back in the NFL right now. He's the best fantasy running back for sure. He's got the most points. Cook against the Lions is a great matchup. Damian Pierce against Dallas is not a good matchup. And McCaffrey is playing a tough Tampa run D, so I don't like him there. I think there's too much on Murray's side of the ball. I think he gets it done.
Yeah, again, you go on vacation, you lose. I think you're right there. Jacobs has been the best back in fantasy, which is crazy because I think he probably got him in the sixth round this year. When did he draft him?
Probably late because a lot of people weren't high on Jacobs for whatever reason.
70th overall pick.
Yeah, he had a really shitty camp, too.
Sixth, yeah. Yeah, great, great pick. Great draft by Murray, although, you know, still on the outside looking in. I like Muzz to win this week. I think Herbert puts up a good amount of points, but will it be enough? We do not know.
We'll find out. Stay tuned for our next matchup. The matchup of the week brought to you by producer Ron, which is formerly Max Twos versus Apostrophe.
Yeah, two guys that had a great time at the Deuce once upon a time.
More than one, I bet.
I was at the Deuce with Rick one time. He knows how to throw a lot of money out there.
Rick likes a good strip club. He's a good strip club guy to go with. He knows how to have fun.
JV strip club Ron.
Yeah. No. Well, strip club Ron, the only place he spends money is a strip club.
It's true. I could serve it all for the strip club champagne room.
All those free coffees at Meineke, just so you can get the strip spend it at the
strip club. Don't forget the muffins.
Oh, and the muffins, right.
Right now, doesn't have a quarterback in. He's probably waiting to see who comes up on stage next.
He's got Goff that he's going to put in, I think.
I would hope he would. I don't know. That game's a trap to me. If he does that, kind of puts him in contention, it's going to be a close matchup. I do like Burrow against Cleveland. I think Cincinnati's back. Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in fantasy. I think Dave's receivers are just way better this week. Myers, you know, has been the best wide receiver on the Pats the last 3 years. I didn't know he's a free agent this year. So they're going to be in trouble if he walks. And Keenan Allen coming back. Big Mike, I don't know if he's in. Running backs, this is where it gets dicey. Apostrophes are far better. Isaiah Pacheco and McKinnon, I mean, he's just doing the backs by committee. Buys are hitting him in a tough week. But that being said, I got to go with Dave here. He's just got way too much a quarterback and wide receiver.
I'm going to go the opposite. I like Apostrophe this week. If he puts Goff in, I like his matchup. Goff's it's in a dome. Goff throws the ball great in a dome. That Lions offense is upbeat. They're good. I think there's too much from Rick's running backs. I like Eckler. I like Sanders. His receivers are, I think, probably as a whole better than McHugh's. McHugh has Jefferson, but I think Rick's three, I'd rather them than I'd rather Dave's three. And having to start the tandem backs in KC against Denver, who's got a real good defense. Not crazy about that. I mean, if neither of them find the end zone, Dave's going to be in real trouble this week. But I think Apostrophe gets it done, and I think Apostrophe keeps his seat at the table, and he makes the playoffs of the 6 seed.
Ooh, Apostrophe.
Oh. All right, so producer Ron, let's figure out who you got. Who do you got making that final spot?
You know, odds are apostrophe. I definitely can't say myself as much as I'd like to say it. Koskev's.
Based on your picks, I think it's going to be either Koskev or Riggett for you.
Yeah, I like the Koskevs. He's just got a lot of points. I predicted he'd be in when we did projections at week 7. I still go with the Koskevs.
All right. So I got the apostrophe. Ron's got Koskev to round out the playoffs. A very heavy 0-7 playoffs. Usually it's a good divide. This if based on what we're saying, Riggett or the Stackies could disrupt that, but right now it would be Pierce, the lone representative for the 08 crew.
Yeah, a much better class.
Yes, much better fantasy class, at least. All right, producer Ron, let's get to your locks of the week. I know you're in a rush to get out to parents' night out or whatever you got planned.
Nonsense. Kids are running around by my office right now. I might get a few to actually, maybe they can be in the den this week.
Can they roast me?
That guy, he can't teach Jim.
Hey, guys, say some mean things about my friend here.
Speaking of friends, Nathan's supposed to start here tomorrow, so we'll see how that works out.
How is he only in for a day?
He's just a day-to-day sub.
Has he gone anywhere yet?
No.
Tomorrow's day one, and it's at your school.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to put it for a job. I was like, yeah, do whatever, dude. I was like, there's a third grade opening tomorrow. Like, and I just keep telling people, I'm like, you know, he's a buddy. I didn't even know he was signing up. He's just going to come here.
Is he only doing your school?
No, I think he's going to do everywhere. Dude, he makes $220 a day doing this.
I mean, that's like ridiculously stupid money for just sitting there reading the paper.
Yeah, well, elementary, you know, you can't read the paper. You got to work.
True. Elementary subbing is like, that's hard.
Yeah, you're not Mr. Duffel Bag guy just sitting there.
Yeah, you literally sit can't down. Sit there and read a book and just tell kids to be quiet. You have to you're in with them all fucking day. And you have to like have them do certain subjects. Yeah, that is a lot. That's hard.
You got to go to recess. You got to, it's awful. He'll do elementary one day and realize how bad this is.
How many missteps do you think he has tomorrow?
He'll probably get lost.
He's just not going to take the kids to where they're supposed to go. He's not going to pick them up.
I just picture him doing something like using a kid's bathroom next to the kids in the urinals. Yeah, taking one knee.
There's also no bells, right?
Nope, no bells.
That's going to throw him too. He's going to have no clue. He's going to end up, they're toast tomorrow. I need to get a full report on what happens tomorrow.
I don't know what I got myself into.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get him. You didn't do it. He did it himself, right?
No, he did it himself. So, hey, whatever. The good news is if it's a total failure, I can block him.
From coming back?
Yeah. You have to give like a reason.
What's your reason going to be?
Got lost in the school. I'm going to say kids couldn't understand him.
Yeah, kids could not hear what he was saying. Did I ever tell you that story about Mark?
Yes, when he was talking too soft or something?
No, at his student teaching at Chelmsford.
What happened?
He was always like coughing, had this brutal cough that was, I don't even know what the fuck it was from. Probably a little weedy smoke.
Probably had COVID.
Yeah, before COVID was even close to coming around, but he did have it first. He was patient zero. But he was just coughing so much, and he like went to the bathroom, and it made him like throw up sometimes just because he was gagging. Dude, and some guy like heard him like, do you need to go home? You sound really sick. He's like, no, it happens all the time. And they were like, sir, you just threw up. And he goes, it's okay. And he just like walked away. I was like, what the hell? Like it was the principal too or something.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. He was tough.
I think moronic was more.
All right, well, we'll give a full recap next week how Scarps does here. Maybe he should be playing by lock so he wouldn't have to work. So 2-2 last week. I love the Jets this week, getting 9.5 over Buffalo. I just think, I don't know, if Buffalo gets up, they can coast. The Jets keep games close. Even last week, you know, they almost covered, but they were getting 5 last week. You give them 9.5, I think they keep it close. That same sentiment, last week's opponent was the Vikings. Vikings, that's a trap game. Vikings are 10-2 versus Detroit, who's like, I don't know, what are they, 4-7? Tell you right now, actually 5-7. Detroit's favored by 2.5 in that game. It is at home, but if you look at records, one second.
Never, it's never a good thing to get paused during Ron's locks. Who knows what he's talking about right now? Oh, he's pointing. He's pretending to exercise. He actually has a post-it note crinkled in his fingers.
We'll produce all right, I'm going to have to edit that out. You know, I was getting on a big tirade there. They need the sign-in sheet. Whoops. I love
the Vikings. You got to know who's in the building at all times.
I just love the Vikings. I think getting two and a half at home, on the road, at Detroit, not really much of an advantage. It's a dome game. The Vikings play in a dome. Love that. I also love Seattle this week. Seattle given 3.5 at home against Carolina. Carolina, I don't know what's going on over there. I also like Miami for some redemption. Last week, they let me down. At home again, getting 3.5. The Chargers, I don't know what's going on with that team. They let me down all the time. But to run it through again, the Jets, Vikings, Seahawks, and Dolphins.
Miami's catching 3.5?
No, they're given.
Oh, I thought you said getting. I was going to say, Jesus.
No, but I don't – that Vikings line makes no sense.
Yeah, that is a rat line if I've ever seen one. Might be such a rat line that the Vikings are the play.
Crazy.
That's like the ultimate rat line. Yeah, I like the lines there a lot. That's a good play.
No, I like the Vikings.
Well, what's the line there?
The Lions are favored by 2.5.
Oh, that's a rat line, man. That means the Lions are gonna win.
I don't know.
Why are they favored by 2.5?
I don't get it. Are they just saying the Vikings are so lucky to win every week?
And the Lions have been playing good. The Vikings ain't been playing that good.
Yeah. Well, I got to go anyway and print out this sheet. So, Scarps, it's going to be fun tomorrow.
All right, League, for those of you in playoff hunt, good luck. We'll be talking along in the chat. I know this wasn't our greatest cast, producer Ron up against the clock, Stack Guy Pierce on vacation, but we put it out for you anyway. And again, thanks for the lack of bad words about myself. It was a great roast, guys.
We'll try again next week. Have a good one.
Bye, League.
Bye.